These scientists worked out a way of allowing this guy to communicate. First of all, they took a lot of ordinary people and said to them, right, we're going to watch your brain activity when you do two different things. First of all, when you think about doing something active that involves motor activity, and they were talking of playing tennis. So think of playing tennis, think of swinging your arm about. And the other one was think of wandering about through your house, looking at everything that is around you. And that's a spatial activity. And those things cause movement, cause activity in different parts of the brain. So they're able to work out with healthy people which bits of the brain lit up when they thought about these two different things. So then they tried it on this one guy who was in a persistent vegetative state, so he'd shown absolutely no sign at all of being conscious for the last 7 years, in fact, since he was 22 and was in a car crash. And they put him in an MRI scanner so they could map his brain. And they said to him, OK, think of playing tennis if you mean yes, and think of wandering about your house if you mean no. And then they were able to ask him questions like, you know, is your father's name Alexander? Is your father's name Thomas? Do you have any brothers? Those sorts of things. And they actually were able to communicate with him because he was able to answer yes or no.
And that was just one participant in a wider study, wasn't it?
Well, there were 23 people who were actually in a persistent vegetative state on whom they tried this business of think of something spatial, you know, think of tennis, think of moving around your home, just to see whether there was the brain activity going on. And out of those 23, they found four of them who actually were responsive, which probably means that something like 17%, Dr. Adrian Owen, who did the research, said it could be more, it could be maybe one in five, actually are maybe fully conscious. He thinks they're fully conscious, that because you need a certain amount of cognitive function, of brain activity going on, even to understand what they were being asked, let alone to have the memory to remember what tennis is about and those sort of things. So he thinks that maybe one in five people in a PVS, persistent vegetative state, are in fact fully conscious.
And clearly this raises issues over treatment and care and right to die issues as well.
I think what's really interesting is the fact that these people have been locked in the same way that the French editor and the Belger on the butterfly was, that they are able, they weren't, he was able to communicate through blinking his eyes. These people haven't been able to communicate at all. It raises the possibility that with electronic gadgets, computerized, brain-powered computer perhaps in the future, they may be able to say to people, you know, think this, think that, and actually get a yes, no. They could maybe do what they did with the Frenchman and enable people to talk through using the letters of the alphabet, for instance. It's a very long, ponderous process, but it does mean proper communication. So that's interesting. You know, some of us might think there's surely nothing worse than actually being conscious if you're in an inert body and you're not showing any signs of activity. You can't communicate with anybody, even though there are people around you. So there are issues around that too. And of course, one of the questions that people would be able to ask of someone like that is, do you really want to carry on living?